Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 51 for Wednesday, September 9th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Wednesday morning, taking direction from gains in the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, with the November contract checking in at $464.80 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both higher, which added to the gains. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola slightly more attractive to foreign buyers. Cold weather across parts of Western Canada, including reports of frost in some areas, has caused some harvest delays. However, the technical bias is leaning to the downside, which could bring sellers back to the market at the first sign of weakness. The market is expected to be quite choppy this week in the lead-up to the release of the USDA's crop estimates, which are coming out on Friday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were about a cent higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.78 a bushel. A rally in worldwide financial markets gave soybeans a slight boost to start the day. Concerns over the state of China's economy appear to be easing slightly. There are more ideas that the USDA's monthly supply and demand report will lower the outlook for the soybean crop because of adverse weather. Corn was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.71 per bushel. Corn futures rose on the back of disappointing reports for crop yields in the U.S. Both the southern and eastern portion of the U.S. Corn Belt are expected to have yields that are lower than normal. Analysts are getting rid of their short positions. Very few are expecting prices to fall. U.S. wheat was slightly above unchanged, with the December contract at $4.76 per bushel. The USDA reported winter wheat seeding at 3% complete in the U.S. USDA also reports the spring wheat harvest at 94% complete, which seems to be a little light, according to some of the private forecasters. Russian farmers are also likely to increase winter wheat seeding, with seeding estimated at nearly 30% complete. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 9th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.